All right, Hawks fans and HoopBall fans, we have a special HoopBall promo. This is big, real big, like Manny Fresh, house real big, car real big, daddy. Anyway, before I start singing and dancing in the booth to a New Orleans classic, this is a huge week for everyone at HoopBall because all of our 2020-2021 NBA season products are finally for sale. These HoopBall products are the best in the business, so listen up. Here's what's out. The Draft Guide. This is our flagship, our shining beacon like Superman. The most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy sports. Our guys went 400 players deep again this year. A future access pass to the Brewski 150 is also out. If you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, you need to know now. It's the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for the last decade. Decade. And new for this year, HoopBall is unveiling our new monthly membership plans. I'll try to keep this part short as much as I can. We have the Fantasy Pass, which includes the draft guide, the Brewski 150, and also the new DFS Pass. And all of our in-season premium tools. The DFS Pass is also available on its own, if that's your thing. We have the new Wager Pass for our sports bettors out there who want picks and analysis. And we have the HoopBall 360. The sucker has all of the stuff above, plus even earlier access to the Brewski 150. So head to hoop-ball.com. Or follow at HoopBall Fantasy on Twitter now. Right now. Like, go on Twitter right after you hear this to learn more and get yours today. If you want to succeed in sports betting in your fantasy basketball leagues this year, this is a no-brainer. Again, go to Twitter right now at HoopBall Fantasy or go to hoop-ball.com and get right today.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Plays it into Trey. 2 seconds wide. Trey Slaughter. Good! With 0.1! And the Hawks are going to win this game. Shot clock at 5. It's poked away. Cam comes up with it. And stops it. Came up shy. Another lob. Collins up high. Picked up by Tatum. Slaps it. Can't get it. Kevin lets it fly. Swish!
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Hello and welcome back to HoopBall Hawks, the show that is taking flight here on the HoopBall Network, where we cover everything regarding the Atlanta Hawks. I'm your host, Brad Harden, recording live from Atlanta, Georgia, and we have a quick solo episode previewing the regular season opener for the Hawks. After closing out the preseason 2-2, the Hawks show a lot of promise, but have many kinks to work out on both ends of the floor. They show some flashes of brilliance in that second preseason game versus the Magic, show their worst case scenario in the third preseason game against the Memphis Grizzlies, and in the last game against the Grizzlies, show the ability to respond to adversity in a huge comeback effort on the road. So it's been a mixed bag, which is expected when you're incorporating new faces on a team, and it will produce mixed outcomes throughout the season, especially. It's early in this process, and it's going to take some time, and I foresee it taking the first month and a half or so playing together, building chemistry, getting everybody healthy, testing lineups and rotations, and these first 20 games are going to be crucial for the Hawks. Crucial, because out of the first 20 games, 8 of these games are against teams who were in the playoffs the previous year. And in my opinion, in those first 20 games, if they go 12-8 to stay ahead of the chains, in my opinion, in this marathon slash sprint of a season, I think that sets them up good, especially for the back half of the schedule, which should be a little more favorable. After those 20 games, their next 17 games up until the quote-unquote All-Star break features 14 games against teams who were in the playoffs last year. So they won't have to learn and gel on the fly. And it will be some trial by fire type situations, trial by error, whatever you want to call it. But with the veterans that we have added and the maturing young core that we have in place who have played in a lot of minutes over the last couple of seasons, this adversity will ultimately help them strengthen, you know, team chemistry and make them even more confident going into that back half of the schedule that I mentioned. If the Hawks can go 500 in the first half of the schedule, I do not see that as a failure, because in years past, in the Eastern Conference, 500 and slightly below has gotten into the playoffs. So they will have to certainly focus game in, game out, matchup by matchup, and it starts tomorrow against the Bulls in Chicago. And I will talk about the keys to that game, and as well as yesterday's news of the Hawks and John Collins not coming to an agreement. But first, a quick plug for MyBookie. If you like losing money, turn this off right now. But if you love free bands, just like Super Future, then keep listening. Sports betting is getting huge across the nation, and all of my homies love to bet on games. There are a bunch of sites out there for sports betting, but all of my homies love MyBookie. Why? Because it's so easy to use. And since y'all my homies too, I'ma plug you. All my homies listening right now can sign up for MyBookie with the promo code HOOPBALL to unlock a 100% deposit match bonus. 100%, just like an A+ in school. Hopefully you got them, but if not, this your chance to get 100%. You like playing blackjack? There are some very fun and free blackjack tournaments, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much that you can do on MyBookie, and the best thing is that no cash is required to enter, and you can win up to $100 in daily challenges and up to $1,000 in weekly tournaments. So you want a chance at free cash money? Then again, my homies, sign up with the promo code HOOPBALL to unlock a 100% deposit match bonus and try to score some, in the words of Future, like I said earlier, free band. All right, and we are back. Yesterday, it was reported that the Hawks will exercise their team options for Trae Young, Kevin Huerter, DeAndre Hunter, and Cam Reddish, which are not surprises by anybody. Everybody expected this. For Young and Hunter, the Hawks are exercising their fourth-year options for the 2021-22 season. According to Peachtree Hoops, Trae Young will earn $8.3 million and Kevin Huerter will earn $4.2 million throughout that season. Hunter and Reddish will have their third-year exercise by the Hawks, as DeAndre Hunter will earn $7.7 million and Cam Reddish is set to earn $4.6 million. This is the young core for the present and the future, so this is not a surprise that they will all be brought back next season, and they have all certainly looked good in stretches in the preseason, especially the Magic City trio, who all look very confident, healthy, and looking to prove a lot of people wrong about the perception of them and this team going into this season. There is still a decision to be made on the fourth-year options for DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish, but I am sure that that will be made next offseason, so that's nothing to worry about right now. All four players are continually improving, like I said, and this will be a very telling year as to the future of this Atlanta Hawks franchise. But to John Collins. The Hawks had until yesterday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time to come to an agreement on a contract extension with John Collins per the collective bargaining agreement set by the NBA. And both parties, unfortunately, did not come to terms. And John Collins will now become a free agent next offseason, to the disappointment of many Hawks fans. He will become a restricted free agent if the Hawks provide a qualifying offer, which, according to Peachtree Hoops, has to be a standing one-year offer of a guaranteed salary of about $5.9 million or $7.7 million based on the NBA starter criteria. Now, I think it's a no-brainer for the Hawks to offer him. I understand them not wanting to give him money yet, especially the money that he wants when they have committed a lot of money this offseason. to the pieces that they have brought in. Tony Snell will have an expiring contract after this season, so we'll see how much money they actually have to play around with next offseason. And although he's an exceptional talent, and one of the up-and-coming stretch forwards in this league, and he's certainly worth a considerable amount of money, max contract money by some circles, and I don't disagree with that at all. I think that he needs to prove his health, play a full season, and produce numbers on a winning team that added depth. Also show improvement on the defensive end, which we've seen some struggle of that in his first few years here in the league, and we've seen a little bit of that in the preseason. That could be rust, that could be just, you know, building continuity, learning a new defensive structure of whatever Nate McMillan is implementing in the system. We don't know. And I want to see a little bit more playmaking as well, which he has been dishing out 3-4 assists here in the preseason. So that is very positive in my eyes. I spoke to this on Hoopball Bulls, who I was on yesterday. Collins and his agent see the work and improvement that John Collins has done and shown to this franchise. And then they look at the numbers, obviously last year, almost 22 points per game, 10 rebounds per game, 40% from the three-point line, 80% free throw shooter. Like, hey, look at these numbers. These are max contract statistics, and I want max contract money. Rightfully so. But the franchise is hesitant in saying that, well, this is on a small sample size. And yes, your numbers warrant this money. The sample size is not large enough. And he produced these numbers while the Hawks had losing records in each of these seasons that he has been on a team. After playing 74 games as a rookie, out of the 149 Hawks games the last two seasons, John Collins has only played at 102 of them, which is about 68% of the games. And he's missed games due to injuries and suspension. The Hawks, undoubtedly, it looks like they still need to see more from Collins. And that is hard for some fans to hear and to swallow when they see the numbers. They're like, wow, look at the numbers. We need to pay him. We love John Collins. That's the fan. But when you think about your school days, if you got a 68% in school, that's a D. Some places that's passing, some places that's failing. You're on academic probation for getting D's. So 68% of the games that are scheduled in the last two seasons that you play in, that's not passing. That's not passing numbers. That's not satisfactory numbers. They don't say D's get degrees. They say C's get degrees. But like I said, he has a lot of promise. He's shown a lot on the court. He's a good kid, extremely hard worker. He loves the city of Atlanta, and I want him to prove his worth, and he needs to strive to play, in my opinion, 64 of the 72 games in this upcoming season. That's about 90% of the games. That's an A. 90% A, good. 68% D, bad. That's pretty easy to explain. That's pretty easy to digest. And what would put the cherry on top, in my opinion, is if with the added depth, if he can put up some really good numbers. And I know that will take a hit from last year, especially with Capella in the front court. He'll gobble up some blocks. He'll gobble up some rebounds. With other players on the floor, they're going to take away some of the points that he would have scored last year. But if you put up numbers like 18 points per game, 8 rebounds, with 2 or 3 offensive rebounds per game, 2 blocks, shoot 40% again from 3, and continue to shoot 55% and above from the field, and this team is a playoff team, that makes this team better, and he will certainly command all that he wants monetarily from the Hawks and from other teams who want to put out qualifying offers this upcoming offseason. Numbers will dip, as I said before, with the depth and Capella taking over the rim-protecting duties and eating up rebounds, but if he's still efficient, he's still effective, and he's contributing to winning basketball. That is the best thing for John Collins this upcoming season. Again, the Hawks do need to bring back John Collins and pay him. Get paid, young brother, get paid. And I have been saying this on this program, so this is nothing new for me. But I certainly understand the organization's logic here to the dismay of the fans. But Collins still has something to prove to them. Lil Baby, one of the up-and-coming rappers that everybody said, like, hey, this dude is great. He's a great rapper. But he still had that chip on his shoulder, And it culminated in him having the album of the year voted on by Apple Music. And he got slighted out of other music institutions for awards. But that's neither here nor there. It's recognized that his body of work speaks for itself. And it's the best out there. That's what John Collins needs to do. He needs to have that little baby chip on his shoulder. And like I said, improve the D grade in games played. Get that 90%. Get that A. Get that 64 games out of 72 games this upcoming season. And in another scenario, let's just say that he exceeds the numbers that I said before. They are killing it, and he gets hurt. The Hawks will still pay him. Other teams may fall off, but they're still going to pay him. But I know that the Hawks and executives around the league want to see if the numbers that he puts up, as I said before, contribute to winning basketball and are real in that regard. Because the talent is undeniable. We are not denying his talent. So we will see in this respect tour for the Atlanta Hawks, which starts tomorrow, if Collins will solidify himself in this league through the metrics that I talked about before in this program and help contribute to winning basketball and help this Hawks team be a playoff team here in 2021 coming up. So, as I said before, it begins tomorrow. Get your tickets. Get your popcorn. It's going to be a show. The Respect Tour coming to a city near you. We will talk about the upcoming game in Chicago. But first, a plug for Manscaped. Support from Hoopball Hawks comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. As we are in the holiday season, with all the shopping, chestnuts roasting on open fires, as Jingle Bells plays on almost every radio station, don't forget your jingle balls. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I am talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. We all know of a guy who had a tragic grooming story to try to impress his lady. Or you personally, where you clip the wrong thing and you start the Will Smith, see what had happened was, well, see, what should have happened was you copping Manscaped for your grooming needs. This revolutionary company has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 3.0 has a proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so this trimmer cuts on your nuts. And it's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. It's literally everything you need to keep trim, cut free, and smelling nice down there. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as your jingle balls. That's a technical foul! The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Yeah, your jingle balls do stink. I don't care if you just showered. Speaking of sweaty, stinky jingle balls, I am thankful for their Crop Reviver. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. And these products smell good, my friends. Good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help you set the mood, if you know what I mean. The Perfect Package will also come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day long, baby. It's time to upgrade those used pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. So, 'tis the season to Manscaped. So get yourself, your dad, your brother, your friends, don't matter. The best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your jingle balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code HOOPBALL20. Clean up your jingle balls, and I guarantee you will make the nice list this year for Christmas. All right, and we are back, and for all you late Christmas shoppers, refer back to the Manscaped promo. If you have a loved one, a homie, don't matter, whoever, who needs to get some of the Manscaped products, refer back to my promo code, hook them up for Christmas. Hook them up. Make sure they're taking care of their wreath, if you know what I'm saying. But back to the Hawks and Bulls. The Hawks and Bulls have many similarities and many connections. The Hawks currently have three former Chicago Bull players on their roster right now, which include Chris Dunn, Tony Snell, and Rajon Rondo. Both franchises are built around young cores and are on similar timelines. And ironically, the last time both of these teams were in the playoffs, it was the same season, 2016-2017, and they both have not been in the playoffs since. And another funny thing, ironically, both of these franchises in that playoff year lost in the first round in six games. It's scary, the coincidences between the two franchises over the last few seasons, but they are both optimistic and both think that they have realistic shots to put themselves in position to make the playoffs here in the Eastern Conference. So this game is very important for both teams. As I said before, this is going to be a measuring stick game to see how far ahead they are from where they were last year. And for Chicago, had a bunch of turnover on their coaching staff with an added tenured coaches to that staff. Obviously getting Billy Donovan, Mo Cheeks, and others on that staff. And keep their roster relatively the same with an addition of Garrett Temple, an experienced veteran point guard. While here in Atlanta, we have the same head coach, but we added a new tenured assistant coach in McMillan. We're keeping the young core intact, but add a bunch of pieces in the offseason. So both franchises want to start their respective quote-unquote new eras with a win. The Hawks went 0-3 last year against the Bulls. But in none of the matchups did the Hawks have both Trae Young and John Collins on the court simultaneously. And the Hawks roster this year is totally different outside of the young core. So the Bulls, although they can come in with some confidence that they have taken care of the Hawks in recent memory, they must refrain from that thinking. Last year, the Bulls did average 121 points per game against the Hawks and took advantage of an undermanned Hawks team, holding them to 92 points per game. Markkanen had good games against the Hawks, averaging 21.3 points per game, and he averaged 3 made three-pointers per game. LaVine is always a bucket, always a bucket. He averaged 21 points per game, as well as having a 35-point outburst here in Atlanta last year. Kobe White, as a rookie against the Hawks, averaged 18.3 points per game, and he is going to have even more responsibility this year. Wendell Carter was solid in the matchups as well against the Hawks. The Bulls do not have Chris Dunn, though, who helped them to become the 12th rated defense in the NBA last year, but they added rookie Patrick Williams, who they are really excited about. He looked good in preseason, and it'll be interesting to see how he is utilized, and there are rumors that he could start for the Bulls. That'll be very interesting to pay attention to tomorrow. Last year, in all three matchups, the Bulls won by great shooting at the three-point line. They out-rebounded the Hawks, and they locked up the Hawks on the defensive end. And in the games that Trae Young did play against the Bulls, he struggled in those matchups because they put Chris Dunn on him, who is now an Atlanta Hawk. But the Bulls will certainly have some continuity, and that will give them a slight edge over the Hawks as they are returning seven of their top scorers from last year. Although Thaddeus Young and Zadaransky, who scored 27 points in one matchup against the Hawks, are both day-to-day, along with the newcomer Garrett Temple. He is day-to-day as well, and Devin Dotson is out for the Chicago Bulls. Keys for the game, in my opinion, for the Hawks. Be ready to compete. This is a prideful Bull team. They're going to play hard. They're young, too. They got energy, too. Be ready to compete on both ends of the court. Bring the energy. Bring the effort. because I guarantee you the Chicago Bulls certainly will. Dig in on the defensive end. This team last year was last in turnovers per game. So put the defensive pressure on them, force some mistakes, and score in transition on this Bulls team. Out-rebound the Bulls. Crash the boards, especially on the defensive side. The Bulls last year had a knack for grabbing offensive boards. We must box out on defense, keep them off the glass, and let's start the break, and let's start the new possession for the Hawks, and let's see if we can execute there. Close out on three-point shooters and contest those shots. I said that multiple times throughout the preseason. The Hawks did not do that, and in times they did, they played better defense. Continue to close out shooters on the three-point line. Contest those shots. In two of the three blowout losses to the Bulls last year, the Bulls shot 40% or higher from three. And another general key to the game, in my opinion, test that perimeter defense with LaVine and White. LaVine is not known as a great defender. Kobe White is not known as a great defender. They both go for steals, but they're not known as great defenders. Test them on the perimeter early. Let's see how good they are at perimeter defense, and let's see how our backcourts battle throughout the game, because that's going to be a wonderful battle to look at. Injuries for the Hawks to this point. Dunham Okongwu will be out for opening night. Rondo is day-to-day, and I expect him probably to be available for that game tomorrow, but injury reports, we'll see when those are released and when they are. Follow our HoopBall accounts, as we will tweet out to tell you if they will be available to go or not for your fantasy purposes. Along with Tony Snell, he's day-to-day. I don't expect him to play. But, again, stay locked in to our HoopBall accounts, and we'll let you know if he'll be available. As far as keys for the players, I'm interested to see how Collins responds on the court to not getting his extension done today. As I alluded to before, this is when you go into beast mode, like Future's mixtape. And look at these next 56 nights, all pun intended, to start the season by sending a message to the league, to the Hawks, to everyone about you, your game, and what you want this next offseason. How much money you want? You got to go get it. You got to go get it every game, every possession. And it starts tomorrow. Go get it, JC. Get paid, young fella. Get paid. Trae Young. After struggling throughout the preseason, I expect Trae to turn things around, and knowing the narratives swirling about him that he can't win, his recent struggles in the preseason, and recently versus the Bulls as well, I expect him to come out aggressive, looking to score, continue that energy that he was playing on the defensive end, which ultimately, you know, led to him fouling out, and I know that that's going to bother him as well. I expect him to lead after fouling out, come back and respond, showing his teammates, hey, I can defend without fouling. Set that tone, young fella. Set the tone. I'm telling you, it will spread through the rest of the team. They're following your lead, Trae Young. This is your team. This is your franchise. Take hold of it. Take hold of it. And I expect him to get his teammates going. Set the tone to start the year. Just like the pickup games out in LA, where Trae Young invited the young core out to play against tough competition, to build continuity and compete in the offseason where they couldn't get into gyms. That was leading. That was setting a tone for work, for competition, for going out and playing the best and challenging the best to see how good you really are. We know how great you are, Trae Young. Now, elevate this team so they can be a great team and be a playoff team this year. We believe in you. We believe in you, Trae. I expect the Magic City trio, the young wings for the Atlanta Hawks, to continue to be aggressive, compete, play their games, and help out whatever role they are. Whether they are starter, whether they're coming off the bench, it does not matter. Come in, be ready, be aggressive, shoot your shots, compete on the defensive end, go for loose balls, get rebounds, whatever is needed to win games, go out there and do it. We need the young wings who, like I said, got their contracts exercised for next season. They're coming back. There should be comfort in that, but they should still be hungry for the money to come and the success that's going to come for this team if they continue to play the way that they are. I want to see this bench for the Hawks dominate Chicago. They should have confidence after the last game against the Grizzlies, where they came back from those deficits, where they played a huge role. And I expect for them to play a huge role, continue to come into the game, play with energy, play with efforts on both ends of the court. The Bulls may have the advantage of continuity, but the Hawks have the advantage of depth and early in a regular season where people are not in midseason conditioning or form yet. More bodies may be an advantage for the Hawks in these first few games. So come in, play with energy, play with effort, wear the other team out, and attack. Every possession on both ends of the court, attack. And on the flip side of that, I want them to continue to gel as an entire team. No matter the rotations, lineups that they roll out, go out there, play hard, and be effective. And I want to see what rotations and lineups are effective out there. Depending who starts, whoever comes off the bench, Gallo, Bogey, Reddish, Hunter, when healthy, I assume Rajon Rondo is going to be in this list as well. The first ones off the bench, they have to come in and play their game and play hard. There's some heavy hitters that I just mentioned coming off the bench for the Hawks, and that should get fans excited. Let's see them continue to be productive off the bench, gel. And if Gallo scores 16 points, in my opinion, and if Bogey contributes to 14 points, whether it's scoring, assisting, or helping out, getting rebounds, and getting second chance opportunities for this team, I think this Hawks team win. And if Rondo plays and he's dishing out assists as well and open up opportunities for everyone in this bench or whoever is on the floor with him, if he has 6-7 assists, and I say about 6 points or 8 points. If he has 8 points and 6 assists off the bench, the Hawks win this game. So we'll see how he looks. I know he's been hobbled. He's only played in one preseason game, but he's a vet. He's going to come in. He's going to be a stabilizing force just like Gallinari. Let's see how both of these two play and continue to lead this young team as we need these veterans to kind of, you know, be the compass, point north, give a direction for these young players every game, so they will come in and compete every game, and hopefully they'll win more games than they did last year. And I expect them to win more games than they did last year. The starters, you're not exempt from this too. The starters must start fast. Starters start the race, get a good jump, get a lead, whatever you got to do. The starting lineup goes as far as Trae Young and John Collins goes. They must start fast. They must set the tone and prevent these first quarter deficits from continuing to be a trend, which we were seeing in the preseason. Yes, new faces, the layoff, learning to play with each other. It will be a process. I understand. We're not going to have instant gratification. We're not going to have instant success. Success doesn't happen overnight. But opening night on the road in Chicago, I don't care if there's no fans in there. It's still Chicago. And all that this team wants to achieve this season, it starts tomorrow. Let's play hard as starters. Let's execute. Mistakes will happen. Play through the mistakes. Those things will be corrected in practice and film. Play carefree and just play your game. Find your teammates. Get them going. Take advantage of your opportunities when they're given to you. JC and Trae Young, take care of business. Take care of business in that starting lineup. Capella as well. Whoever's in the starting lineup, you run with the baton. You get a good jump. And you pass off to the bench and they continue it. We'll see how this relay goes. And with all that I said, I'm really optimistic about this Hawks team. There was some good, there was some bad this preseason. There's a lot of people overreacting. There's some people not reacting. I'm going to be in the middle. I'm going to talk about the good and the bad. But with the good and the bad that I've seen and what I've seen from the Bulls, I project that the Hawks win this game 121-117 to start the season. I think the bench comes up big. I think Trae Young and JC finally on the court together versus the Bulls for the first time in a couple years. They're going to compete hard against this prideful Bulls team. And I think they're going to edge this one out because the Hawks will be able to throw out more bodies against this Bulls team who are coming in a little more hobbled than the Hawks team currently. So we'll see how the Hawks start off this year. I'm excited. You should be excited as a fan as well. But if you love what you heard today, give us 5 stars, give us a good review, share it, tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a family member, to tell a friend about the hottest new podcast covering the Atlanta Hawks. And that's no smoke, that's no cap. Numbers do not lie. So share with fellow Hawks fans, share with basketball enthusiasts across the globe. Follow us at HoopBallHawks on Twitter. That is at HoopBallHawks. Follow myself, Brad Jarrett 67. That is Brad J-A-R-R-E-T-T 67 on Twitter. And as always, yeah!